I'm wondering if we should use this for our traffic sounder now. Bring on the old foghorn. KSL News Time is now 6:29. Another check of that foggy commute out there, Heather.
Yeah, I need to put a light on my head
and go
spin around.
You
outside.
Should. That's
a little miner's hat,
maybe. Get video of that. Put it on our KSL News Radio Facebook page.
Hey, we've got some pretty dense fog all across the Salt Lake Valley. And in fact, what KSL traffic trooper Jason lets us know that if you're on the west side belt, I-215, anywhere near the 201 freeway, it is snowing and it's sticking to the roadway, and that is creating very slick commutes. So please slow down your speeds if you don't want to have a crash and make a really bad holiday weekend for yourself. If you're also going to not see very far on the 201 freeway coming out of Twila and Magna heading east into Salt Lake. And I-15 has patches of very dense fog as well between Draper and downtown. Eric?
The worst spot of your drive in Utah County on I-15 is right between Pleasant Grove Boulevard and 500 East. That's where you do have some fog going on. Checking out the southern part of the commute to the Spanish Fork area in Springville, that looks pretty light as far as any kind of foggy conditions, as is true closer to Point of the Mountain. And for the city streets, so those are still filling in. Utah County shouldn't be too busy today. Len?
Well, driving in Davis County, the fog stretches from Kaysville and Layton to Farmington and into North Salt Lake. This is where a car spun off the ramp from southbound I-15 to I-215. The roads are slick as that fog tends to crystallize on the roadway. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through the 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.